Today's scripture passage comes from Acts 17, 22 through 28. Please note that Paul is talking to the Athenians here. They are not familiar with Hebrew tradition, but are part of the ancient Greek tradition. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you: the God who made the world and everything in it, he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets would have said. For we too are his offspring." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What does this babbler have to say? That's really a loose translation of what is being said about Paul. He's not in Jerusalem. He's not in one of the towns of Galilee. He's in Athens. This is a pagan town. It's a university town, right? There's all these professors and associate professors who are giving him the evil eye, wondering what it is that this backwoods character has to say to people so well educated as they are. So Paul, he spent time doing his research. He wanders around their streets and he finds this quirky little monument that among all the other gods that they have statues dedicated to, this one says, "To an unknown God." That's a just in case, right? Just in case there's some God that we've missed. And Paul makes the connection. He builds a bridge. That bridge building, I think, is part of where the church needs to be today. For us to wander around the culture that we live in and look and see, where is there some yearning? Where is there some place where people are showing signs of a deep hunger? We may end up getting called babblers. But I think it's up to us to find the ways to make the connections. This confirmation class has been studying for 2 years. And I know full well that there are plenty of other churches that think that they can do this in 6 weeks, or 8 weeks, or 9 weeks. But we're after something else. We're after a sense of community. Because for us, God is love, and you have to experience that love. I hope somewhere along the way, among all the teachers that you have had, among the youth group leaders, among the people of the church, and especially among each other, you have experienced something of that love that is the heart and soul of what our faith is about. Because people embodying that love is the core of our faith. As we turn to God and are inspired by God, we learn to treat one another with a sense of love, a sense of forgiveness, a sense of grace, a sense of beginning again, a sense of depth and height. Friends, I would like you to celebrate with me in recognizing this is a class of searchers, of seekers, who have looked for a long time. They share with you their experiences of faith. What I hear in their experiences today, I'll share with you. I think it connects with this passage from Acts. These are bridge builders that have found ways of helping us to connect with something that is authentic in their experience in their world. Join me in welcoming this year's confirmation class.
Hi, I'm Sanford Wood, and this is my faith statement. Faith. The Oxford English Dictionary defines faith as belief in the truth of religion. I define faith as simply trusting that there is a higher power looking after every single one of us every day. This higher power does not control my life, rather it gives me the freedom to choose and looks after me when I make decisions. The Trinity is God in three terms: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, God, is looking after us every day and is there to make certain that nothing ever happens to me until it's time for me to leave the earth. When I have a bad day, I know that it could have been a lot worse and that God made sure that nothing would damage me permanently, because I am His creation. Even though there's no concrete evidence pointing to God's existence, the thought of this great being watching over me is still nice. This is the embodiment of faith. A simple example of this is when I play in golf tournaments. Somehow I'm able to maintain control of my emotions, and I think that this is God stepping in and keeping me from embarrassing myself. Jesus teaches us to have love, compassion, and hope. Jesus teaches, you shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. One of my goals in life is to have no enemies. The Holy Spirit is the motivation for people to communicate and do good things. It is also the rewarding feeling you get when you do something good. There have been times when I have volunteered my time to help others. I have felt the Holy Spirit inside of me after doing those deeds, because helping others is the right thing to do, and doing the right thing feels good.
Hello, my name is Alexandra Douglas. I would like to think that I have a strong faith, but I know that's not completely true. When I think about this, I think of the story of Jesus walking on water. Peter had little faith in Jesus and began to sink. Jesus asked him why he doubted, and I find myself asking that same question. Why was I doubting? I think one reason is that my generation doesn't really talk about religion much, if at all. I know that my friends at school don't mention religion in any of our common conversations. Also, in society today, there are two things you don't really bring up unless you want an argument: religion and politics. With the uprise of social media, people are able to voice their opinions much easier and are able to hide behind their screens without the immediate consequences or backlash. Jesus is the Son of God, and He was sinless. Yet He was also a human and a teacher. Jesus is far more relatable than the other two-thirds of the Trinity. He had a strong sense of justice, right and wrong, equality and kindness. I also like to think I have those traits. The verse Matthew 7:12 says, "In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you." This verse has a strong sense of justice tied to it, and that's why I like it.
Hi, my name is Noah Jurgens. I feel hope, faith, and love through community. God's presence is with me, in me, when I'm with the people I love the most. Camp Calvin Crest every year is where my faith is the strongest. When I am there, it is like God has wrapped me in a huge hug the whole time. God is always there and making me the best person I can be. He brings me joy. Community is a huge part of this. I love the sense of unity and purpose. Every person at Calvin Crest is treated the same, and the campers are accepted for who they are. One person is not lesser than the rest. God, all-powerful, untouchable. This is who God is to me. He is the divine power that holds everything together. When life is at a standstill, he helps it along. God involves himself with people as a whole. God helps from above, but doesn't directly change anything. He watches over everyone, over his kids, but tries to let them figure out life on their own. He guides and evolves life, keeps it moving along steadily. If it is something that is in his power, he will try and help and answer you. He helps the writers write and the singers sing, but all as a whole. He helps inventors invent, designers design, workers work, and the builders build, but not just one person. He is a watcher and a worker in the background that not everyone notices. This is God.
Hi, my name is Morgan Hagel. So softball wasn't going too well. I wasn't hitting well, and the coaches didn't let me pitch. Then the second string pitcher was hurt, so the coach put me in, and I did really well. I even started a few games, and every game from that point on, I got to pitch. I hit a triple, and after that hit, I got more confidence. We had faced the fastest pitcher I'd ever gone against. My team was down 4-6. I was up to bat. I hit a single, but they had an overthrow, so I got to second. Was this God? Did God help me build confidence? This made me realize that God is with me when I least expect it, but also when I need him the most. As in Philippians 4, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. When I think about God, I realize that he's always there. The book of Joshua says, "The Lord is with you wherever you go." I can trust that God is going to treat me well, and I can do the same. I can tell God everything, and I know he won't tell anyone. God will forgive me. If I think about God on a softball team, he is the umpire. He is fair and makes the rules fair. Jesus is God's son. Jesus loved us so much that he would give up his life for us. Jesus never lost faith. He is the pitcher because he is the leader. The players need Jesus on the team as a role model and a source of encouragement. The Holy Spirit is fully present yet unexplainable, almost a sense of being. When I think of the Holy Spirit, I think of when my softball team is playing a good game. We are all together, hitting well, catching well, and making good throws. It is also when we are in the dugout, cheering on our team, having fun, and being a big family.
Hi, my name is Sarah Bailey. God has always been a part of my life. I went to Sunday school. I heard all these Bible stories about how great God is, but I never realized what that meant to me. I didn't think about how God could be a part of my life. Then one day, one of my classmates accused me of doing something that I didn't do. It was pretty serious and very scary. I was only 11 and didn't know what was going to happen. My parents told me I should pray about it. I had never really prayed before. My parents suggested that I pray, asking God to grant me peace, to get me through it, and to ask for the truth to come out. So I did. I was surprised because I really did feel a lot better after I gave it over to God. Eventually, the truth came out and everything turned out fine. Over the last few years, I've started realizing how great God really is and the peace he can give me. I now know what it means to have God in my life. Romans 15 says it well. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The peace of the Holy Spirit makes me calm and content, whatever the circumstances. That's one of my strengths. I am able to carry God's peace with me. Not only to soothe my own fears and anxieties, I can use it to help others. That means accepting people for who they are. We're all different. God created us as individuals and loves us all. I try to encourage them to trust in God, even when things don't make sense. One of the things I've enjoyed most about going to church every Sunday is the passing of the peace. Passing of the peace is my weekly reminder about God's love for me.
Hi, my name is Shelby Lammers. In 2015, my grandpa was hospitalized for an infection. In the later months, the infection took over his body and he lost the battle. On May 21st and the days following was the first time I really felt the presence of God. When I was surrounded by all the people that loved him, I felt as though God was in all of them and was always near me. Feeling this unconditional love from my family and friends helped me realize that God is always there. When I felt God in the presence of my family, I realized that God is present in all of my relationships. To me, the Trinity cannot be separated. You can't isolate the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. They're all woven into each other. They all connect. The Trinity means unity. All the parts are united as one. It is similar to an assembly line. If one person is missing, then their job can't be done, and the whole line stops. It's also like a football team. They can't punt without a punter, they can't pass without a quarterback, or run the ball without a running back. All of the pieces of the Trinity rely on each other. Even when I think of Jesus, my mind goes straight back to God. I don't think of them as two different people. I think of Jesus as the living form of God, sent down to teach and spread the messages that God has taught him. In 2 Corinthians, we hear the benediction, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This passage identifies all three persons of the Trinity and unites them all together. It is the fullness of God's love.
Hi, my name is Ellen King. I became aware of my faith at a very young age. Of course, I came in touch with all of this thanks to my two amazing role models, my parents. The first time I really came in touch with my faith was when my great-grandma passed away. Of course, at this time, I did not understand it. Why would someone so amazing be taken away from me so suddenly? My aunt must have realized how scared I was. She walked over to me and said, "She was in pain, but she is not anymore. Now she's in heaven, smiling down on us all. We should be celebrating her, not mourning our loss." Those words will forever stay with me. The thought of her being safe and happy in heaven put me at ease when nothing else could. To me, God is love. As said in John 4, "Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been of God and knows God." This verse is truly my image of God, a loving figure who made everything and sustains everything. I think of Jesus as being a teacher, an all-knowing figure. I know Jesus Christ was crucified in our place for our sins so we could have a relationship with God and so we could be with him forever. Being Christian impacts my choices, making me more loving and caring to everyone. 1 John 3 says, we now live by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Jesus taught me to love in ways I never knew were possible, but also to love everyone, my brothers and my sisters, and most importantly, love our God. I live my faith by doing the things that I feel keep me most connected with God. I attend church and speak to God in times of trouble or need. I'm not completely sure of my identity yet, but I know that I want to continue to learn and live in God's presence. I also want to continue my faith throughout the rest of my life, and one day pass that faith on to my children if they choose to take it. This community of faith has supported me in endless ways, giving me something to look forward to, and more importantly, giving me hope when I thought there was none left. I will continue to support everyone in this community by being there to listen to others' problems and to understand and comprehend what is going on in the people's lives around me.
Hi, I'm Marty Wallstad. It starts with a single note, then the harmony of voices from the choir join together, inviting the congregation to unite in song. They stand, people of every age and background, contributing their voices into a single melody. In this moment, I feel my faith. It's like a song. It starts with one person, but to be truly amazing, you need the help and support of others. My faith is about learning, but you can only learn so much by reading the book. Confirmation has helped me become more aware of my faith and what I believe. It has helped me build my few notes into a melody. To me, God represents a powerful father figure. When I pray, I know he listens to my questions and hopes. Though he doesn't snap his fingers to make everything happen, he gives me the strength to accomplish my goals and to help others. I feel his presence whenever I see someone in need and I try to help them. God encourages us to be the best people we can be and to spread love to others. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God, and everyone who loves God loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. In my life, I see Jesus as a teacher and a friend. He spreads the message of love and forgiveness. Today, his teachings help me to remember to love and accept others. As a Christian, I understand the importance of forgiveness. Learning about this during confirmation encouraged me to apply this to my daily life, though it has not always been easy. I'm starting to see some situations in a new light, but the path of righteousness is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. From hearing the harmony of voices in song during service to feeling overwhelming pride when I've accomplished a goal, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in many aspects of my life. It's there when I make someone laugh or watch a baby being baptized. Though it's difficult to explain in words, the feeling of joy, pride, or love reminds me that God is watching and supports me in every aspect of my life. Faith joins us together in the melody of life. Growing up in this church, I've learned about many stories and lessons in the Bible, but I never fully realized the impact of faith until confirmation. I learned that faith connects us like notes in a song. In the future, I want to continue to build my melody by not only attending church, but by volunteering. I feel especially called to work with kids. I know this church will support me, as they always have, in my future aspirations, and help me learn the notes to my part in the chorus.